You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, in New Zealand, Māori incarceration rates are disproportionately high. In 2015, 15% of New Zealand's population identified as being Māori, while they currently make up around half of the prison population. Earlier this week, the idea of Māori-run prisons has resurfaced again within the media, with Labour Corrections spokesperson Kelvin Davis saying it's one solution to tackling high Māori incarceration rates, and Marama Fox telling us yesterday on The Wire that this is a solution that the Māori Party has repeatedly raised with the government. But not everyone agrees this will be an effective way to approach this problem. Māori prisoner abolitionist and member of Pacific Panther Network, Sina Brown Davis, told me her thoughts this morning about the proposal.
Oh, I think it's sort of like a ridiculous idea. Prison cells are cages to lock up human beings, and for me it makes no difference if those prison bars have graffiti patterns on them. We never had prisons before we were colonised, and this will do nothing to counter the mass incarceration of Māori. I mean, the Māori Party can't have it two ways. In the 9 years that they've been supporting the national government, the Māori prison population has risen by 50%. They've supported double bunking, they've supported the introduction of the privatisation of prisons. We had a whole swag of legislation pushed through this national government, changes to sentencing, bail, legal aid and other legislation, which has seen our prison population rise through the roof. I mean, you can't counter mass incarceration with actually talking about the elephant in the room, which is institutionalised racism, which is embedded in every juncture of the criminal justice system that we have in this country.
Mm. I guess there are definitely other sorts of solutions that need to be taken in terms of addressing other sorts of problems with racism with the police, for one thing. But in terms of comparing it to the current prison system, though, would you say that it could be an improvement?
I mean, no, how do you improve a piece of shit? I mean, this shows a serious lack of imagination where Māori are becoming complicit in the mass incarceration of their own people. We're not looking about ways to de-incarcerate our people. We're not looking about how the prison industrial complex has ruined thousands of our lives. I mean, if you'll be honest about it, the mass incarceration of Māori started in 1881. It shows there's like no analysis about the prison industrial complex. I mean, this is really problematic for me because like what they're proposing, the Labour Party and the Māori Party, is that they're going to create situations where mass incarceration becomes more entrenched. And we have to think really carefully about what we need to do to produce de-incarceration, to have fewer people behind bars. I mean, there's a human rights crisis going on behind our prisons at the moment. I think you're aware of the report that was released just recently about the use of solitary confinement in New Zealand prisons. You know, we're not addressing that. We're not looking at the human rights aspects of the prisoners themselves, so I don't see this as a solution at all. I mean, we can chuck millions upon millions of dollars at prisons, but we've removed money from housing, from education, from health, from a whole gamut of things which make communities stronger.
But I mean, in terms of just purely focusing on a kaupapa Māori approach to prisoners, I mean, Marama Fox yesterday spoke about the successes of Māori focus units at several prisons around the country, which have a kaupapa Māori approach and have helped to lower recidivism rates. I mean, is this not evidence that there is some sort of benefit in taking this kaupapa Māori approach to prisons, even if it's not the entire solution?
No, I mean, I think those results are overblown. A lot of people that go into those programs are near the end of their sentencing anyway, and they're like cherry-picked for amongst the prisoners. So I don't think that's a good example to use. And it's not a solution. You know, if we really want to look at the solutions of mass incarceration, we've got to start looking at institutionalised racism first. We have to attack the racial profiling of the police. You look at the institutionalised racism of the courts. I mean, people don't end up in jail. They end up in jail because they're arrested. They're arrested first. So I think that the results that they're saying from those Māori units are like they're overblown, and there's no input in this discussion from ex-prisoners or formerly incarcerated people and their families. They're left out of the picture completely. So, I mean, for working class Māori now, living under capitalism, our options are go to jail or become a prison screw. And we have bourgeois Māoris and our elected elite who want to cut deals and run prisons. I think there's something seriously wrong there.
And so what do you, in terms of the steps to address all of these kind of more wider systemic problems, what do you, where do you think the government needs to look or turn to first? What do they need to do?
I think I'm not worried about the government. I think in our communities, and we need to start talking about prison abolition. We need to start educating our people about what the effects of institutionalised racism are, building up awareness, and working like groups like No Pot in Prisons and building a movement for abolition.
But so in terms of implementing abolition, though, where, in terms of a timeline, is this, it just seems like quite a radical sort of jump from where we are now. How do you see this sort of, in practical terms, how do you see this working in New Zealand?
I don't think it's like a radical thing. I mean, it's a political vision with an ultimate goal of eliminating imprisonment, policing and surveillance, and creating alternatives to punishment and imprisonment. And I think changing the narrative and starting to dialogue and talk about these things is like a major step in the direction, because the narrative just seems to be prison, more prison, oh, prison's not working, so we have a Māori prison. So I think we're sort of stuck in a negative cycle and a negative loop, you know? Mm. Because prisons are the ultimate expression of our oppression in this country, you know? It's the ultimate expression of inequality, and it's the ultimate expression of state punishment and violence, which controls the lives of tens of thousands of people in this country, you know? So abolition is a broad strategy. It means that we need to build models that represent how we want to live in the future, and it means developing practical strategies for taking small steps for us to move forward to making that dream a reality.
So, okay, so you're saying that the community conversation needs to start within communities first, and then that will sort of trickle upwards in terms of being able to get politicians to take notice, and then there can be sort of broader systemic changes from that higher government level?
I mean, you know, I'm a bit wary about politicians because, like, it's election year now, prisons are in the news, and the next thing will be law and order. So somebody will start banging the drum. I mean, the Labor Party, Calvin Davis and them, can't have it two ways. So we want a Māori prison, and then they're advocating for like more police on the other hand, when the reality is that the crime rate in this country has been steadily dropping in the past 15 to 20 years, but our incarceration rate is rising. So something's really wrong there. I mean, institutionalised abuse is a very real problem in this country, and we've seen that highlighted with the abuses of human rights with our people in state care, and those abuses of human rights are happening to people in our prisons at this moment.
And so far with your advocacy for abolition, I mean, I guess so we've got No Pride in Prisons, which is quite a significant group in New Zealand that has been advocating this solution for a little while now.
Yeah.
Has there been much political support for this change?
Yeah, I think it's growing. And, like, the exciting thing about No Pride in Prisons is that they have, if you read the abolitionist demands, so they have a whole program about how we can dismantle the prison industrial complex in this country and try and move and envisage towards a place where we can have, don't rely on incarceration to solve our social problems in this country.
So around, you know, up to 8,000 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.